WCU broadcast. Welcome to our continued coverage of the underground collision here in Washington, D.C. We're at the top of the Hay Adams, and as you can see over Sue Mitchell's right shoulder, there's that thing called the White House. Yeah, the White House is here. And Sue, oh my gosh, of course Sue Mitchell's here too. How are you, Sue?
I'm great, and I'm standing in front of the White House.
That's pretty cool.
Yes.
Well, this place obviously is a wonderful venue. You guys have been coming here for years doing the Underground Collision, but the view here is second to none as well. So.
Yeah, we believe that it's really part of the whole movement of what we're doing. It's the idea that we have power as a credit union movement, that we do the right thing, and that we want the world to see.
Yeah, exactly. So tell us about 2023 Underground Collision. We have a little sign here. It says Shattered is the theme for this year. So give us a quick overview on what folks can expect today.
So you notice it says Shattered and it says, okay, love. Right? So the bottom line is that there's so many people in this world that are, their lives are shattered right now. Shattered expectations, you know, shattered from the standpoint of where do we go next. And credit unions from a cooperative business model are in a position to make a difference. So why doesn't the world know that?
Right?
And so we want to bring the love, but we want to bring the reality. All right, we want to talk about it, want people to get real, and maybe even like motivated a little bit more.
Well, this is what this event is all about, a reality check time and time again. So can you share with us maybe a couple of the topics that folks are going to be addressing that relate around the theme?
Absolutely. So let's start with what got us thinking about this theme, and that was over the holidays with the meltdown of the airlines and the meltdown of some of the infrastructure in the country. We started saying, what about the meltdown in our technology? We've got 50-year-old technology out there, and so the purpose is, like, how quickly are we moving into an environment where we can change that, or how bound are we to that? In some cases, our small credit unions, many credit unions, are still restricted by it. So we want to get out of that box. We want to talk about what's happening there. Then we want to get into economic instability and the idea that we don't really know what we don't know this year.
Got that right.
You know, you hear some people, hey, gung-ho, and then I see people on the street, and they're not so gung-ho. I was at an airport coming here, and it cost us like $60 for hamburgers, and I went,
what?
Vegas, baby. It was crazy. So it's those kind of things that you look at, and you say, okay, where are we going to be from a credit union perspective, organizational perspective, and then we're going to talk about, have we made enough progress? We talk a lot about our initiatives, and it's very important to us to say, really? What are we doing? What are we practicing? Have we become practitioners of DEI? And then we're going to bring a couple of really important sessions. The first one is Climb Africa, and it shows how people, individual people, can put ideas into action. And then we're going to end with a little love, little heart, you know, and just bring the heart, turn on our heart lights, and look at what we've done over the last year in places like Poland with the Ukrainian refugees and some of the work we've done.
Got a few of those folks standing here right off camera, so I can't wait to talk to them, including Brian Branch, who's going to make a triumphant return to the credit union industry.
You know, isn't it great when our friends say yes?
Yeah.
You know?
Well, who can say no to you, Sue? Come on now. You have such a great heart. So we're all just honored to be here. And gosh, what do you want folks to walk away with from this year's event? Because it sounds like you guys are bigger than ever, because you have a totally different layout here, and there's going to be tons of people here.
Yeah, it's. I think we want to walk away from here with a high energy about what we do. And when we pat each other on the back and say, great job, say, what more could we be doing? Because I we're at an important time. And so for me, the underground's all about getting the motors running. Let's get it going, right? Let's create the buzz. And then we have a wonderful week of JC and Hike the Hill and all the things that take place.
Yeah, it's going to be a very exciting week indeed. Anything else to add, Sue?
No, I just love you, dude.
Well, thank you. Oh my gosh, love you too. Thank you so much. Everybody, Sue Mitchell from Mitchell Stankovic Associates, go check them out and then enjoy our coverage of the Underground Collision here, Shattered this time around, with a lot of love as well. So check it out. Well done.
Thanks.
All right.